وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. I start with the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Oh my Lord, open for me my chest, ease my task for me, and remove the impediment from my speech, so that they may understand what I say. رب زدني علما. O my Lord, increase me in knowledge. اللهم إني أسألك علما نافعا ورزقا طيبا وعملا متقبلا. O Allah, indeed I ask you for beneficial knowledge and a good halal provision and actions which are accepted. اللهم فقهنا في الدين. O Allah, grant us the understanding of religion. Ameen, Ya Rabb al-Alameen. Assalamu alaikum and thank you for joining us today for a Rahmat English course. Alhamdulillah, it is so good to see you all here. Inshallah, I hope that you all are doing well and that you all have had a wonderful week. So inshallah, I would first like to start off with the recitation of today's lesson, in which alhamdulillah, we are going to continue with Surah Al-Baqarah, from the ayah where we left off last time, so starting from ayah number 132 to ayah number 135, inshallah. So I'm first going to begin with the recitation, inshallah, if you all would like to open up your Quran, as we would like to start off with ayah number 132. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ووصى بها إبراهيم بنيه ويعقوب يا بني إن الله اصطفى لكم الدين إن الله اصطفى لكم الدين فلا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. أم كنتم شهداء إذ حضر يعقوب الموت إذ قال لبنيه ما تعبدون من بعدي إذ قال لبنيه ما تعبدون من بعدي قالوا نعبد إلهك وإله آبائك إبراهيم وإسماعيل وإسحاق إلها واحدا ونحن له مسلمون. تلك أمة قد خلت لها ما كسبت ولكم ما كسبتم ولا تسألون عما كانوا يعملون. وقالوا كونوا هودا أو نصارى تهتدوا قل بل ملة إبراهيم حنيفا وما كان من المشركين. And inshallah, that is our lesson for today. So ayahs 132 to 135, inshallah. So now we are going to move on to the theory for this week. And inshallah, we're going to go back to the topic of makharij that we have been studying lately. So makharij is the exit point of a letter. It is the place where a letter kharaja, or comes out. So we have five general areas of makharij, and these are the throat, the tongue, the nose, the lip, and then the empty part of the throat and the mouth. So these are the five general areas. And for the past few weeks, we have been covering the letters that come from the tongue. So last time we had three letters with the same makharij, and these letters were sa, dal, and ba. It is very important that we make this distinction because they are very similar to the other letters, sa, dal, and va. So both of these, they sound similar and they look similar, but they have they do not have the same makharij. So it's important to note that they are not pronounced the same way. So for that dal and ba, the makharij was the top of the tip of the tongue, touching the gum line of the upper two teeth. So the top of the tip touching the gum line. And then for sa, zal, and wa, the makharij was the tip of the tongue touching the edge of the upper two teeth. Okay, so one was the top of the tip touching the gum line, and then sa, zal, and wa is just the tip touching the edge of the upper two teeth. So these are very similar makharij. It's easy to get them mixed up, but inshallah, we want to make sure that we know the distinction between the makharij of these two letters. So inshallah, today we are going to continue on with the last of the letters that are from the makharij of the tongue, or the lisan. Lisan is tongue in Arabic. And today the letters we are going to study are the letters seen, sad, and za. Seen, sad, and za. So the makharij of all of these letters is also the tip of the tongue. So the makharij is the tip of the tongue touching the inner plates of the lower two teeth. So we're going to look at the bottom teeth. So we have the bottom layer of teeth, and then the two lower teeth that touch your tongue, you are going to touch the inner plates of these teeth. Okay, so the tip of the tongue will touch the inner plates of the lower two teeth. So we're going to say za, za, and fa. Okay, so these are the letters sa, za, and fa. Okay, so the makharij one more time, tip of the tongue touching the inner plate of the lower two teeth. Okay, so some distinctions to make. Saad is a heavy letter. It is part of Fusad of Bungil. So saad is a heavy letter, so the back of the tongue will be raised. Okay, so inshallah, it's very important that you make sure that saad is heavy, because as we are learning today, seen has the exact same makharij. So if we don't make this distinction, we don't make one heavy and one light, the letters will sound the same. Okay, so sa and sa should not sound similar. One is light and one is heavy. Okay, so we want to make sure that whenever we have the letter sa, because it is a letter that is permanently heavy, we are going to make sure that we are giving it this heaviness so that it will not sound the same as a seen. We also learned before that some letters have certain sifat or characteristics. Okay, so the Arabic word is sifat or characteristics. Not every letter will have every characteristic. There are only a few of them that will have certain characteristics or certain sifat. Okay? So just like personality types, some people have a quiet personality, some people are more louder, some people are angry, some people are patient. So similar to this, letters also have personalities. They also have characteristics. They also have sifat. So not every letter will have every single sifat. The reason I'm bringing this up today is that these three letters that we are learning today, seen, sad, and zat, have a sifat. Okay? And this sifat is called safir. The characteristic that all three of these letters have is called safir. So safir is a sifat or a characteristic that only has three letters. No other letter in the Arabic alphabet will have safir. Only these three letters have safir. Okay? So one more time, what are the letters that have the characteristic or the sifat of safir? These letters are seen, sad, and za. Okay, all three of these letters have safir. Okay, what is safir? So safir basically means whistling. Okay, safir is a whistling sound. So letters that have the characteristic of safir will have a whistling sound. And if you say these letters, you should be able to note exactly what is this whistling that I'm talking about. Okay? So let's say the letter seen with a sukun. So I'm going to say S. So I hope inshallah that you can hear that there is that sound. So that is the whistling that is referred to when we say it has safir. Okay? Now let's say the letter za, az. So we can hear that there is that whistling sound. You can feel that there is a little bit of air escaping your teeth. That is safir. And then finally we have the letter fad, el. So even though the letter fad is heavy, you still hear that there is a whistling sound. So it is not as, and the sound just stops. There is a little bit of escaping of air that is going to cause a whistling sound. okay? And this whistling sound is known as Saphir. S-S-L. So there is a slight whistling sound that is known as Saphir. So one more time, Saphir is a Sifat. Sifat means characteristic. Not every letter will have every characteristic. And as we can see in this case, only three letters of the alphabet have Saphir. Not every single letter has Saphir. Only these three, Sin, Sad, and Zayt, have Saphir. Okay? So very important to remember that, inshallah. One more thing, again, Sad is a heavy letter, so inshallah we want to make sure that Sad is heavy, Sin is light. Okay? So now that we are done with the theory, inshallah, we are going to move on to the analysis of these verses, starting from ayah number 132. So we are starting with one of the letters that we studied today, the letter Sad, in Wawaf-Saw. Okay? Wawaf-Saw. So we hear that there is a whistling, a Saphir on the Sad, and Sad is a heavy letter, Fasadat-Lingil. Wawaf-Saw. So you can hear that sound, right? And that sound is known as Saphir. And again, Sad is a heavy letter. The next word, Diha, we see that there is a four-count med, so we are going to pull this for four counts. Ibrahim, that is a letter of Qalqala, Ra is heavy. Wa wafa biha Ibrahimu, Banihi wa Ya'qubu, Ayn is a letter of Tawassut, Qaf is heavy. Ya'qubu, Ya Baniya inna Allah wafa. So Allah in this case is going to be heavy. Sad again has Saphir. Sad is heavy. Sa is also a heavy letter. Inna Allah has wafa. So we have Allah is heavy. Sad is heavy. Sa is heavy. Lakumuddina fala tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. So here we have the letter Sin in muslimun. And today we learned that Sin has Saphir as well. So there is that slight escaping of sound. There is a slight whistling. Muslimun. We want to make sure that there is that slight sound. And then Muslimun, we are ending on a four-count med, ending with the letter Noon, which has the wasut. We are resting upon this Noon. Am-Kuntum, Meen is a letter of the wasut, so we are resting. Am-Kuntum, resting upon both of these means. Shuhada'a, a four-count med, we can see by that symbol of Mudud on the Alif, so we are going to pull this for four counts. Idh-Habara, Ha is from the throat. Bad is a permanently heavy letter. Ra in this case is going to be heavy. Habara. Ya'qubu. Ayn is a letter of the wasut. Qaf is heavy. Ya'qubayi mawtu. Lam is a letter of the wasut. Idh qala. Qaf is permanently heavy. Ibanihi ma ta'abuduna. Ayn is a letter of the wasut. Mim ba'di. So here on this Noon Sakin, this is one of the rules of Noon Sakin, what's the mean? We see that there is a small meme on the Noon. Okay, you can see that there is a small meme on the Noon. Pretty self-explanatory, inshallah. Whenever you see that there is a meme on top of a Noon, you are going to change this Noon into a meme sound. Okay? This is known as Iqlad, inshallah. We will come back to this later. Just know for now, inshallah, because there is a meme on top of a Noon, we are going to switch that Noon sound for a meme. So it is not min ba'di, it is mim ba'di. So there is a meme sound. Mim ba'di, Ayn is a letter of Tawassut. Qalu, Qaf is permanently heavy. Na'abudu, Ayn is a letter of Tawassut. Ilahaka wa ilaha aba'ika, this is a four-count med. We see by the sign of Mudud on the Alif. Ibrahim, Ba is a letter of Qalqala. Ra is going to be heavy in this case. Wa Isma'ila wa Ishaqa, Ha is from the throat. Qaf is permanently heavy. إِلَهًا وَاحِدًا وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ. So both of these ha are from the throat. وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ. Again, we have seen which has Saphir or whistling. So we are going to have that slight escaping of air. مُسْلِمُونَ. And then this is a four-count med ending with Tawassut. تِلْكَ أُمَّةٌ. So here lam is a letter of Tawassut. أُمَّةٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ. Qaf in this case is heavy. Qaf in every case is heavy. It's permanently heavy. Dal has Qalqala, it is part of Qutub Jad, it has a letter of Sukun, Qutub Jad, Qad, so there is a slight bouncing sound, which is called Qalqala. Qalat, Qa is permanently heavy, and then we are resting upon the Sa, Qalat. Laha ma kasabat, wa lakum ma kasabatum, in kasabatum, that is a letter of Qalqala. are going to bounce. It is part of Qutub Jadd. Meen is a letter of tawassut. وَلَا تُسْأَلُونَ عَمَّا عَيْنِ is from the throat. كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ عَيْنِ is from the throat. It has tawassut. And then you're ending on a four-count med with a letter of tawassut, noon. وَقَالُوا قَاف is permanently heavy. قُلُوا هُدًا أَوْ نَصَارَى. So this is one of the noon sakin and tanween rules we learned. This is known as izhar, zahara, which means to make clear. Here we have a noon with a tanween, hudan. Hudan. Kunu hudan aw nasara. So we have the letter tanween followed by one of the throat letters, hamza, ha, ayn, ha, ghain, kha. These are the throat letters. So whenever we have noon sakin or we have a tanween followed by one of these throat letters, there is going to be izhar, or the noon is going to be zahara. The noon sound is going to be clear. So I'm going to say hudan aw nasara. So the noon sound is very clear. Okay, this is known as izhar. This is one of the rules that we have already studied of noon sakin and tanween. So one more time, izhar is going to be a noon sakin or a tanween followed by one of the throat letters, hamzaha, ainha, ghain, kha. And in this case, we have tanween, we have one of the throat letters, so we are going to apply the rule.